When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Another positive announcement today from Panther Metals and its Winston project. Joining me now to talk about what's happening at Winston and where we go from here, it's Darren Hazelwood. Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And thank you, Alistair, for having me on again.
No, pleasure. Always interesting to talk to you. You've always got something going on, Darren. That's the great thing about Panther. So today we're mainly talking about the tailings at Winston. You've released some very attractive grades in samples from Winston today, and they're quite eye-catching in and of themselves. But obviously there's a deeper story to these grades and what they mean. So tell us a little bit about what's been happening.
Yeah, well, look, when I first started discussing the option agreements with the two parties, one for the Pick deposit and one for the Winston mine site itself with First Quantum, I was always aware of the tailings and their potential. In the 2021 feasibility study from Metallum, it actually reports in there the recovery grades from the mining that took place between the late 80s and approximately 1999. And the recoveries of the gold in particular were extraordinarily low. We're talking year one was the best recoveries, and that was 20.54%. And from there, it dropped until they eventually just stopped reporting the grades after 3 years. So my suspicion has always been that gold has got to have gone somewhere. They weren't putting it back in the ground. They were putting it in a tailings pond. However, what has surprised me on this is the breadth of the commodity base and the grades of the entire suite. And we're talking here about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of US dollars of commodity in that tailings pond. Now, obviously, we have to go forward with the metallurgical work to see what we can actually recover. But you already have seen from the assays that they're able to strip out the gold very quickly from the samples. And what is worth pointing out on these samples as well, there was a lot of organic matter in these samples because we were doing this from a boat and we was only able to get into sort of the first few hundred millimeters or 30 centimeters. And the tailings pond's been active since the late 80s. So there is always going to be a certain level of sediment within that. And indeed, in most of the samples, we did get quite a bit of sediment. So those grades is our belief that they will only increase anyways. And but they were remarkably consistent, even considering that. And when you look at the Winston site, it has everything you could want in situ regarding infrastructure. It has an active tailings dam and water treatment program. First Quantum are running that while we hold the option, and they're financing that as well, I hasten to add. It has electricity, it has a power station, a transformer, a big transformer for the site. It's still there, it's still working. It has all the road network, all the road access. And in fact, the topography of the tailings dam itself is such that the ground rises either side of it. So a dream scenario for us, and one that we are actively pursuing, in an area where there's already buildings and there's already some plant, would be literally we could put treatment plant next to the tailings pond, pump out the tailings, recover the ore and stick the tailings straight back in. To find this and to have this in a tier one jurisdiction with such a high grade commodity suite in tailings is remarkable, Alistair.
I mean, it's very interesting. There's a number of different directions we could go from here on this. But first of all, perhaps we could just mention which other commodities there are in these tailings that we're talking about.
So the tailings consist of gold, silver, gallium, which is a very interesting metal. Even though it comes out in you report it in parts per million, when you actually calculate the value of gallium against the parts per million and the amount of tailings that go in, that number, whilst I don't want to talk about it now, it is extremely high. So that's promising. You've got zinc. The zinc cut tops out about 2.2% at the moment, but it averaged well above 1.3%. You've got some copper and you've got cobalt as well. So we've got a mixture of commodities within it that frankly we wasn't expecting to quite get that bigger suite, and we certainly weren't expecting to get them in the grade that are there.
I mean, it's a very attractive suite of metals, but obviously the more there are, the possibility arises that it might be more complicated to get them all out. Is that correct? And steer us a little bit towards what you're thinking about the metallurgy and how this is all going to work.
Well, that's at this point, what we've got to do is run the metallurgy. I'm already actively seeking with alongside our drilling contractor a program to effectively drill out this tailings pond, which is not a complex process at all. And I'll be looking for those to get onto site as soon as we physically can get them there. And what they produce will allow us then to conduct the metallurgical test work that needs to be done. But that provides all the answers. And we can then look at how we are going to recover the commodity within there. Now, well, we can't guarantee that we can recover them all. But what I can say, again, is that the gold in the assay program has already shown that it's very recoverable. We got those results back very quickly. And that alone would finance the relatively low capex cost for the mine, for the pit deposit it's got a capex, that which is what we bought the project on, of 150 million Canadian, and that's about 110 million US as we talk about commodity prices in US. So the gold alone, and remember the silver will be recovered in a similar way, but the gold alone would more than deliver everything we would need to be able to kick the business forward. The feasibility study showed an EBITDA on the mine of 67 million per year for the 8.5 year mine life, NPV of 176 million. That's at an 8% discount. It's well over 300 million without that. And all of this, we believe, has a very high chance of being funded via the tailings that, because of the infrastructure, will have an exceptionally low capex.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be clear, we're not just talking about getting early cash flow for Panther itself, but actually financing several other Panther development projects from these tailings.
Oh, absolutely. We announced on Tuesday some really nice grades at the Awkward area on Abonga. And actually, now that should be looked at in some detail by people, but we believe that the conduit at Awkward is the holder of or has the potential to be a mine. But that needs drilling out, and it's only potential. But all of our pathfinders there have been extremely exciting. Now, as a junior explorer, generally what you would do, you'd go there, you'd drill a few holes, find something, do a deal, so that you're not having to carry the whole weight of the project going forward to, you know, let's pick an arbitrary number, $10 to $20 million. And you, in that process, you lose maybe 70% of the project, but you see the upside from the market. But in this case, with this tailings and with what it can generate on its own, that can provide all the capital and more. So should we make the discovery that we strongly believe will be awkward, we can carry this through the process. Now, if somebody does come in, we can't be lowballed because we can afford to finance it ourselves. And that would be reminiscent on Wishbone and the survey area of Wobonga, where we think there's strong chances this is the next VMS camp in Canada. And again, we've sat back from Winston, this Wishbone, sorry, despite making a discovery there of 11.6% zinc, because we know that we have to go there with quite a comprehensive drill program. And up to this point, the market hasn't supported that type of efforts. But this will unlock the keys to that as well. So what it potentially does for the business is astronomical, Alistair.
I mean, it is looking like Panther may become the classic old school mining company, which you know, goes from a smaller deposit, which supports development of a bigger one, which then in turn supports development of a bigger one, and all the while these projects in turn pay for themselves rather than diluting shareholders.
And that's exactly the plan, and we can accelerate that process now, because the advantage we've got here, and I can't emphasize this enough for the investors, is that all of the infrastructure is there, and this is an existing brownfield mine site that's not just historic, is actually being looked after to this day. They've got guys on site. I was there a week before last, and Tracy Anderson and his team, they're all on site that day, doing some work, and that they have to have everything in place. And I don't know, I've never quite come up seen anything like this, and that's why these grades and what this tailings pond contains is so strategically important.
So the fact remains, though, Darren, doesn't it, that you're going to have to pay to get the tailings operation into production itself. So what are your plans in that regard?
Right, so at this point, we obviously have to get metallurgical work done. But personally, I own 7.32% of Panther Metals. And I want to protect my holding. And by design, that will protect shareholders' holdings as much as I possibly can. So when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the infrastructure already in place. Now, we've obviously done reviews of the cost of tailings processing, not to this type of commodity suite. I will caution on that. However, at this point, my scenario, my wish is that the quantum in value of the commodities contained should allow us to debt finance it, as opposed to raise the equity in the markets by issuing stock. And that is certainly my aim, and that is my wish going forward, how we bring these tailings into cash flow positive territory. And that would be by going through debt as opposed to equity dilution.
I mean, that was the implication of the release that you put out the other day, wasn't it? Where you said £4 million raised, no longer on the table.
And there you go. I've stepped back from that. We've got a different policy on the BTC going forward. That actually, as that builds, that has implications again, because you can leverage against BTC, and the rates that you're paying are substantially lower than you would find if you stepped into the market to raise equity, for instance. So it'll be built side by side. And it means that on every single level, the concept is that we keep dilution as low as we can, because it's going to happen. It happens in junior explorers, especially in the early stages of development. But in our case, we've got a project that we believe we can accelerate and take us out of that loop. And with our asset base and the suite of assets we've got, that's an extraordinary moment in time. And let's not forget that we've got a very strong network in terms of our board and our advisory board. And we'll continue to look at all opportunities that throw themselves up. This sector's going, Alistair. It's taken a long time. I thought it would be 5 years ago. And we've been through the most brutal bear market. And the one thing I did do was keep our dilution as tight as I could at a time when the market was rewarding nothing. But the investors kept their faith with me because my message always to them was, once this market starts going, I will accelerate this business, but I need a market to grow the business. And that's exactly what we're starting to see develop. We know that there's a lack of supply looming across a whole host of commodities globally. We've seen the Chinese make huge inroads in terms of buying other miners. That's not going to stop anytime soon. We're seeing M&A increase, and Panther needs to get on this journey, which is exactly what it's doing, exactly what this project's now allowing us to do.
Yeah, you certainly seem to have built up quite a lot of momentum in the last few months, Darren. There's no doubt about that. So what's actually going to happen next in terms of timings? I mean, you've talked about metallurgy. What are the timings for the upcoming news releases that investors might be given to expect?
Well, I can't promise this, but I hope to get something out next week in terms of Winston and next steps. We're talking to drillers. In fact, I've just been exchanging messages with our drilling contractor prior to coming on with you here. And that will produce the commodity that we need to get into the labs to do the metallurgical work. And around that, we can then start planning in terms of actual processing plant, because there isn't a lot to do. We already have seen, we've taken 14 samples right across the heart of this tailings pond. We were due to take 20 samples. I was on the program, and there was such consistency in the samples, and that consistency has been replicated in the results, that all we do now is get enough that we can send it to the metallurgical guys. They can do their stuff. That will tell us what we have to do in terms of plant design, and we get on with that.
And speaking more generally, how long do you think it would take, hypothetically, actually to get up and running and in production from the tailings?
I'm going to do this as quick as I physically can. Every day that goes past is every day where cash flow is missed here. But in all honesty, I'll be sticking a finger in the air, and I don't want to be doing that at this such an early stage. But trust me, we're not hanging about. I signed the option agreement a month ago. I was on site within 2 weeks. I've got results out 2 weeks after that. We're already in discussions about the next stage, and I would hope to get that next stage done within the next month. We'll have commodity into the metallurgy. I can't do it physically any quicker than I can.
So finally, Darren, just a more lighthearted question, perhaps, but you guys have been somewhat trailblazers in combining Bitcoin with the junior mining space. Now, would you, as a CEO and an investor, rank gold and silver as better assets than Bitcoin? How do you, and obviously cash, I suppose, would be another one to consider. Do you think that the old traditional commodities still rate more highly in terms of their investment value?
Gold has been a store of value forever, in effect. We can all talk about, was it 4,000 years ago, whatever, but it's forever. Okay. And silver to a lesser extent, but has also had that crown. But the way that I explain this to people is that there was a point, let's just arbitrarily pick 4,000 years ago, that somebody smelted some gold and they showed somebody that gold. And that person shrugged their shoulders and cared not a jot. And I think We've seen that with cryptocurrencies and particularly Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the AAA plus of the crypto world. And we've seen that cynicism when it was first released. And I was part of that process. But over the years, it's been chipped away. We've seen the regulation change in the US very recently. There's become a wider acceptance of it. I think London is behind the curve on that, but it will catch up. Everyone has. And I believe that Bitcoin and digital currencies are a store of value. And there is a limit to Bitcoin. And I think it ranks on a par with gold and silver already. But I also get that cynicism towards it that, let's face it, is rapidly being destroyed. Cash, I would have a different view on out of all of them. I think we've seen a destruction of fiat currencies globally over, and particularly over the last 100 years. I think that's only going to continue. There's been displacement. What is a dollar down 97% in the last 100 years? You can't do that to gold. You can't do that to Bitcoin. And I think the pound, I don't know the numbers, but will probably be similar. And these, gold, silver, Bitcoin, it removes it from the fiat world. Nobody can debase it. And I think we have to be careful with the fiat world as it stands at the moment, because it seems to me that governments are struggling in a huge way to bring spending under control. The election cycles are probably too short. That's why we're seeing China grow, because it doesn't have to face the public. Now, that's a separate moral debate, and I'm certainly not going to be pulled into that one. But the Chinese political system has shown that investing over a lot of years has its advantages, and that's what you probably need in today's world. But we will never be in the position where we can do that due to our political system, which also has its advantages, let's be honest. But we have to tackle fiat. We have to tackle debt. And I do not believe there's the appetite out there, and they'll keep kicking the can down the road to a point where, frankly, that can disappears down a drain, and then people are going to be exposed. And if you're holding gold, silver, in fact, any commodity, that's going to be a store of value. And if you're holding crypto, you also are going to be holding a store of value that can't be replicated by the fiat currencies and the actions of governments across the world.
Yeah, well, so you're describing Panther there, really, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's reflecting my own personal views.
Yes, brilliant. All right. Well, it's very good to talk to you, Darren. I look forward to lots of more positive news on Winston in the coming months. And hopefully you and I will check in for an update sooner rather than later.
Listen, anytime, Alistair. It's been a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.